Welcome to the Hay House World Summit 2015 live interview with Dr. Wayne Dyer and Reed Tracy.
Hello, everybody. It's Reed here, and I'm here with my good buddy, Dr. Wayne Dyer, for you all for the next hour. Hi, Wayne.
Hey, Reed. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good. Before we get started, I just wanted to thank everybody. We had 419,000 people participate in the Hay House World Summit in 2015.
Wow.
It's amazing. We had them from all over the world, almost every country of the world. Two countries weren't represented, but we had 219 countries and territories, so that's not too bad.
Well, I'll say.
And guess what the number one most listened to thing in the whole summit was? This movie this guy named Wayne Dyer did called The Shift. You ever hear of that?
I never heard of it. What is it about?
I don't know. This guy made his acting debut in that movie. I mean,
That's right.
I remember that. You were getting acting lessons before that.
That's absolutely true. Yeah. It's one of the things I've always said. It's one of the things I'm absolutely most proud of. And I said to you, in fact, you know, my friend Portia de Rossi is one of the people in that who was married to Ellen DeGeneres. I married them about 6 years ago. And I told her, I said, for all the things that you're going to be well known for, the day will come when this will be the most important thing. And I was talking to her not too long ago. She said, you know, I get more people commenting about my role in that movie than anything I've ever done. Yeah, I think it's bound to be a classic. I'm very, very proud of it. And it isn't because of my involvement. It's because of, you know, this the real high quality of people that were involved in the whole thing. You know, Michael as the director of it, and all of the great actors, and they put it together in such a way that I just think it's going to be one that's going to live forever. Very proud of that. Glad to hear that.
Yep, and people just love that message, how to move from ambition to meaning in their life.
Yep.
So many people relate to that. And then there was another real popular thing on the summit with this Wayne Dyer guy and Esther Hicks and Abraham. So
that's when those angels and those spirits and whatever that divine intelligence that comes through her, all of that channeling that she does, they put me in my place real fast when I kept saying to them, you can't talk to me like this. You know? And I remember Abraham saying to me, so would you like us to repeal the law of attraction? Is that what you're asking for? Because you're I had such a wonderful time there. That's, co-creating at its best. That's one of my very favorite things that I've ever been involved with. Great teachings.
That was so funny. I was in the front row for that, and you would say, well, I think it's going to be like this. What do you think, Abraham? And Abraham said, no, I don't see it like that at all.
I know. I was talking about GMOs and how it really bothers me how they were tainting our food supply and everything. And, you know, I was telling her all the things that were wrong, and she kept saying, just put your attention on the things that are right. And I said, but 99% of the products are being GMO'd and genetically modified. She said, then put your attention on the 1%, because that's how it will work and how it'll change. Very good lesson, not just about GMOs, but about virtually everything. You know, we become what we think about. If your thoughts are on the things you don't like and you don't want, you're saying to the universe, would you please send me some more of what I don't like and what I don't want? I don't have enough of that, you know. So it works in everything, and I practice it all the time. I listen to that quite regularly whenever I drive to the other side of the island on Maui. I put that on, and I get something new from it every single time.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's. I did an interview with Esther in the summit as well, and a lot of people like that too. And just, I think we all need the reminder for the law of attraction. Sometimes we forget about it. We think it only applies to a certain thing, and then we need that reminder ourselves, you know.
And we just go out into do a simple thing like going around and trying to find a place to park and having all of your thoughts on there's no place to park, and then there's no place to park just keeps showing up more and more of it because you just keep attracting what it is that you got your mind on. As soon as you shift it off of what there's no place to park and on, I'm looking for my place, I know there's one here, that's amazing what a crazy shift that takes place. And that's true of getting colds and getting the flu and getting sick and all your relationships and everything. Be very careful. One of the things I always remember, Reed, when I was a young doctoral student, Abraham Maslow was one of the most important people in my life. And he used to say that a self-actualizing person will never place anything into their imagination that they do not want to manifest. So you will never find them saying things like, with my luck, things aren't going to work out, or, you know, talking about, you know, I give an example in my recent talks in Canada of on my Facebook page, the one that you guys manage at Hay House.
Yeah.
I posted a 2-minute video. Remember, it was a 2-minute video on a family in Sweden who had decided that they were going to go completely organic. And they measured the two children and the mother and the father. They measured them for pesticides and fungicides and chemicals that are put into the foods in as they're preparing them. And they showed how many, you know, in just 2 minutes, they showed the little kids coming out with a little puck, with a little cup that they peed in and all of that. And they showed all of the amount of those pesticides that were in their body. And then they took everything out of their house and put nothing but organic into their homes. And for 2 solid weeks, they were monitored. Everything that went into any one of their mouths, it was monitored. And in 2 weeks, they had reduced the amount of fungicides and pesticides in the entire family by 98% in 2 weeks. So I posted that, and I looked at the comments. You know, there's about 700 or 800 people who commented on it. 80% of the people who commented on what I put on there commented on what was wrong, how that wasn't possible, how organic foods are cost too much, how we could never do that, how wrong it is, and so on. And all of their attention is on my inability to be able to put into practice living from an organic place, and they keep wondering why more and more of that stuff keeps showing up. And 20% or so, at least said, we're going to try it. I think I'll give it a try. Maybe I'll make a tiny little garden in this little place in my life. That's how we have to learn to rearrange our life, you know, is to not put our attention on what we don't want or what we don't like, but put it on what we do.
Exactly. And it's so funny about the parking spot. Every single time I go to park and it's crowded, I hear you in my mind saying that. In fact, like if I'm with my family and they're all going, it's so crowded, oh my God, where are we going to find a place to park? I always say, well, you guys get out here. I know I'm going to find a place. And they all know that I always find a place. Like
absolutely.
As soon as I change that energy, they get out and boom, the spot is always right there. Like they're always like, right. How do you do that? But I always hear you saying that. I mean, I think you told me that 20 years ago. Like,
oh,
I literally,
more than that. Yeah.
To this day, I hear every single time the parking lot's full, I think that, like, I know my spot is here. You guys get out. It'll be here.
Right.
Don't worry.
I'm looking for my place. Right. Yeah, exactly.
So you just got done with a big Canadian tour.
I did. I left here on May the 13th, and I went to Edmonton, and we had a wonderful I Can Do It conference there. And then we went to Ottawa, the capital of Canada, and then to Montreal and a place called Moncton, which has 25,000 people in the town and 100,000 in the surrounding area. And we had almost 2,000 people in the room.
Wow.
So we had 2% of the population of the entire area in the room. And then we went up to Newfoundland, up in St. John's, Newfoundland. It was a wonderful 3 weeks or so spent in Canada.
And you were talking about your I Am Light tour. That's your new, brand new talks that you're giving. Can you share just a tidbit from those with us before we get to the callers and talk about the World Summit?
Well, yeah. About 8 months or 9 months ago, I was in a spiritual ceremony out in Hana on the other side of the island. And I went out about 2 o'clock in the morning, and I was laying out there just looking at the stars. I mean, out there, it's just, you could just see millions, if not billions, of just heavenly bodies just you're looking at. And there was someone singing a song, and they were singing a song by India Arie called I Am Light. I am light, and so on. And it's just, and I just kept hearing this over and over again. And then all of a sudden, I began to think about, you know, that really is the truth, that at our basic core, you know, I mean, all of the great spiritual teachers say that our basic core, we are all light. We are not these physical bodies that we're in, and that this universe that we are in is a universe of light. In fact, we measure the distance between here and places far away in light years. You know, the distance that light travels in a year, and then in a million years. And of course, light travels at 186,000 miles in a second. So you can imagine how far it does in a year, and then in a million years, and then in an endless universe that we're all in. And that basically, at our very core, we are light. We have to, whenever anybody talks about, you know, a near-death experience, they always say one of the things that they see at one of the first things they see is this light, this tunnel of light. So I got to be thinking about that and about our infinite nature. And I put together a program with my friend Anita Moorjani, who is, I think, was a part of the World Summit as well.
Yeah, she was one of the most popular ones as well, the World Summit.
And she had a near-death experience, and she experienced what it means to be in that state of light. And, of course, she had this amazing healing and came back and is now talking to people about eliminating so many of the things that are not light, like our fears and our anxiety and our stress and all of our beliefs about how limited we are and what we can't do and what we can't accomplish. So I just put together a program on, having a recognition that there is a part of us, and I just call them callings. And I've had these callings my whole life. And everybody out there listening right now has callings of some kind. These are almost imperceptible kinds of inner motivations that direct us or are encouraging us to move in one direction instead of the other, or to change the direction that our life is going, or to try this instead of that. And most of the time, most people don't pay enough attention to the power that is in these callings. And they're coming from an invisible place. And so I was, Reed, I picked up a book about a year ago that was written in 1914. It had been written exactly 100 years before I read it. It was called The Impersonal Life, and it was written by a man named Joseph Benner. But when it was published as an under the name Anonymous, because it was really channeled writing, and I really know about channeled writing and about automatic writing. I've had several books of mine that I, even when I went back and did my sort of my memoir called I Can See Clearly Now, as I was looking at the various books that I wrote over the last 40 years, all 45 of those books, I began to realize that, there was something pulling me or something calling me in a certain direction. I often say that, the first five books that I wrote, all of which I was blessed to be, top sellers and New York Times bestsellers. And I went back and I looked at the index of each one of those five books, and the name God or the name Spirit or the name Consciousness or Divine Light, there was only one reference in five books, in five full books, only one reference. And then all of a sudden in the next book I wrote, there was 39 references in a book called You'll See It When You Believe It. And then it was in the title, There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem and Your Sacred Self. And then something that came along called The Power of Intention, which was a recognition that there was something automatic that was calling me and pulling me. And this is what happened with Joseph Benner back in 1914. He was a Lutheran minister in Akron, Ohio, and he didn't want to publish this under his own name because what he was hearing and what he was writing, what he was being called to put out there, was pretty much inconsistent with what they teach and so often in the Lutheran Church. So he published it as Anonymous until he passed away in 1940, and then his wife decided that he should be given credit for it. And this little book was called The Impersonal Life. And it's really a conversation between our highest self, the part of us that is impersonal. Like there's all of the people that are listening to this right now, all over the world, whoever you are, just take a look at your, just hold your hands out in front of you and look at your fingers like I'm doing right now. And you see there's 10 fingers there. And then what I want you to do is just talk to your fingers and just ask them tonight when you go to sleep to stop growing those fingernails. Just say, I would like that to stop, and see if you can do anything to make that stop. And you'll have a recognition that there is something that is in, not only is it in you, but it's also in me, and it's in everyone else that's listening now and everyone else that's on the planet. There is an intelligence that is growing all of our fingernails. And it's not a separate intelligence, a local one, a personal one for you and not for somebody else. It's impersonal. It's in every one of us, this intelligence. It's growing our fingernails. It's beating our hearts. It's making everything that takes place, it's calling us to pull in this direction or to go in that direction. And, after my fifth book, I never sat down with my personal self and said, you know what, I think I'm going to start writing about spirituality and higher consciousness, and I'm going to talk more about God and not be afraid to use these subjects in my professional work and so on. It never happened like that. It was just a movement, a direction that my life was being pulled. And I suggest, and especially in The Impersonal Life, they suggest that it's all laid out there for us. just like our body, the body that we're in. You know, it's all laid out there for us. You're going to be in this incarnation. You're going to be in the body that you got, if it's male or if it's female, if it's Caucasian, if it's black, if it's white, if it's Asian. It doesn't make any difference where it is or whatever. That's the body that you're going to live in for this life. You're sort of doomed to live in that body. But there's choices to be made about how that body is going to function in the world. It can be healthy, it can be overweight, it can be loaded with disease, it can get cancers, it can do all kinds of things that you have a voice in, you have a choice in. And I suggest that it's not just true of the physical self, the physical body that all of you are in, it's also true of everything else that you came here to do. There's a recognition that there's a dharma in this universe and that there's something that you signed up for. There's a purpose in this life, and you're always being called for it. And in the impersonal life, he talks specifically about these things called desires and these burning desires. And these desires are so strong that, and in my life, I always say, if you feel one of those desires, it wasn't placed there by your personality. Your personality isn't even capable of knowing what a thought is, let alone what a desire is, let alone what a burning desire is. You carry it around with you. It's urging you, and it's impersonal. It's not local. It's infinite. It's light. It's the entire universe. That's who you are. Not this body that you're in and all of its possessions and all of its accomplishments and so on. That's just a minor little part. That's the ego part of us. The infinite spiritual part of us, the light that's in each and every one of us, is constantly calling us to a higher place. That's what I Am Light means, and that's what I've been talking about. And we're putting together a course to teach people about it, because I've been lecturing about it all over the world, and now it's just become a part of my life.
Yeah, and everyone here listening, and on June 15th, we're going to start sending some free videos out about I Am Light, so you'll see those in the future. And for anyone who's interested in purchasing the Hay House World Summit lessons, there's 100 lessons.
100? You had 100 interviews? Is that what it was?
Yep, there's 100 lessons, and it only costs $197 for all 100 to get the download, so it's like $2 a lesson. Mm-hmm. And as part of that, they also get to be wisdom community members, which means they're going to get a free seminar every month. They can listen to all the Hay House Radio archives, so they can hear all your radio shows for the last 10 years that been doing, which is incredible. Hmm. And then they get discounts and all kinds of other things that are available to them. And then the other thing that they're going to get is another bonus in addition to the 100 lessons, and that is a four-part seminar of online course that we did just for the World Summit from Dr. Wayne Dyer called Finding Your Life's Purpose, which it's just an expansion of the little preview he gave you here today, where he goes more into really finding that calling and getting your life's purpose in order and doing what you know you're here to do, not what everyone else thinks you ought to do. So
exactly, and paying attention to it. I mean, you know, these burning desires that are they're placed in each and every one of us. I mean, and it's really just a matter of aligning with it and having having the willingness, you know, to listen to it and having the determination to just to follow it. And to do it from a place of fearlessness, that book that you did in Australia with Bronnie Ware, is that her name?
Bronnie Ware, the top five regrets of the dying.
Right. Yeah, and she was a hospice nurse in Australia, and she was interviewing people who were getting ready to make their crossing over into the next realm. And she would ask them, these dying people, would it be all right if I talk to you about what is it that you regret at this time? And the number one regret that people had, and she interviewed, I think, over 800 people over quite a long period of time, all of whom were making their transition. The number one regret of the dying was, I wish I'd had the courage to live the life that I knew I was destined to live, that I knew I came here to live, but I just didn't do it because I listened to other people's idea of what my dharma ought to be, or what my culture told me that I should do, or I was so preoccupied with fear, but what if I should fail at it, or what if I don't make enough money at it? you know, so that these callings are coming at us all the time. And you have to be willing and determined and fearless in listening to them. And I always say, when it comes my time to make that transition, if I ever make it, I'm not even certain anymore that you have to. It's a whole other area. One thing I will never be able to say is that I regret it, because I looked at all of the various decisions that I made throughout my life in writing I Can See Clearly Now, and many of them were very unpopular with other people. Many of them involved risk, which was like, you know, what if I don't make any money? What if I can't support my family? So all of those kinds of thoughts, I just always pushed aside, and I just, because those voices, they just don't go away in me. They talk to me so strongly. And guess what, Reed? I'm in my mid-70s now. I'm 75 years old, and the callings are stronger now than they've ever been in my life. Callings to read. I mean, I've told you about some of the books that I've been, the life and teachings of the masters of the Far East, 6 volumes I've been studying for the last several months. Vasistha's Yoga, a book that, is one of the greatest and most profound spiritual teachings about spiritual liberation. Most people wouldn't even want to spend, 10 minutes trying to read it and understand it. I read the entire thing and studied it, and I speak about it in my
talks. I'm so glad you read that, because I read like 10 pages and didn't get it, but then I get to talk to you and you tell me what's in there.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's a much better way to go about it.
And the interesting thing about that, though, is that, I was directed even to the story of how I came across that. It was an internal calling to go out and go for a walk in the middle of the day, something I never do when I'm on Maui. And on that walk, which I didn't even understand why I was out there, a person came up to me who said that he had had the same kind of leukemia that I had been diagnosed with, and I was told that if I read this, and I just jotted it down, I put it down, I brought it into my house, I looked at it for one day, another day I would look at it, I'd read a page, and I'd say, oh no, this is just too much. And then finally the day came when it said, you've got to read this entire thing every day. And remember, I would call you every day and say, I'm doing 10 pages a day of this teaching that the great Saint Muktananda said, if all of the books on spiritual liberation had been destroyed, every single one of them, and Vasistha's Yoga had remained, it would be enough for all of us to reach that highest level of living. So it was, and that's again, it's just a calling. It's just a listening to and a willingness. And my life in the last year has been one of almost every day just studying and getting excited and studying stuff that, at one time I used to study because I was going to take an exam on it, and you have to pass it because it's part of a course that you're taking. Now I'm doing it because I'm being called to do it, and I'm speaking about it and trying to make it understandable for people who don't want to go through all that kind of heavy work. So, it's just
You're always
it's
a
exciting.
Lifelong learner. You never stop learning. And even the World Summit, every year we send you the whole 100 CDs.
Right.
I just sent it to you today. You're going to have it in a couple of days. You're going to have them all there.
I stick them in my car, and I just, wherever I go anywhere, I just stick one on, and some of the greatest minds that are on the planet today talking about ideas that, really touch and influence me in a big way. I'm very excited about this. Is what, our third year of doing the World Summit?
It's the third year, and it's incredible. And the great thing I love is I did a call like this with Louise, and we took callers like we're going to do in 1 second. And just hearing what a profound impact, listening to the summit for 20 days had on people's lives. It's unbelievable.
Well, you should hear, Reed. I just came from a Canadian tour, and I must have had at least 25 or 30 different times of people coming up to me telling me how important this World Summit is, and that they say the only problem is there's so much in such a short time. There's no way I can possibly spend all of this time listening to it because there's not that many hours in the day. I said, well, then there's other ways to do it. And I guess one of the things you're doing is just making it available at a pretty nominal cost. I mean, it's really like having a lifetime library of the greatest spiritual teachings on the planet and having it at your access anytime that you want it. It's yours. Whatever the cost of that is.
It's $2 an hour for the downloads and $4 a CD. So it's not.
Yeah.
We're trying to get it as low as we can and still get the word out to help everyone. Yeah. Well, let's go to the phones and talk to a few people. Let's talk to Maria in Australia. Hi, Maria. How are you?
Hello.
Turn down your computer for us.
Sorry.
That's okay. So you have Wayne Dyer here with you as well. What was your favorite part of the World Summit?
Oh, I had two favorite. Well, they're all good. Some of my favorites were The Future of Golf with Deepak Chopra.
Yeah.
And another one I really liked with Eckhart Tolle.
Yeah.
The presence, the mini meditations. I think, you know, being in the present is, in a way, it's a simple message he had, but so important, that we worry too much about the past, or we rethink the past and we worry about the future.
Mm. Yeah, that's part of being and living in the light, Maria. That whole idea of an awareness that there is no time out there, that it's just all one great big infinite universe, and that whatever's keeping it all together in this moment is also beating our hearts right now. So we are a part of this grand infinite nature that we think is just located out there, but not within us, but we're all connected to it. And once we have that realization, it's just a mind-blowing expression. Yeah, that's so great.
Well, Wayne and I will be down in Australia in August to visit you. So we'll be in Brisbane and Melbourne to say hi if you're around.
I'm best of Brisbane.
Oh, good. Well, we'll be there in August. Come on by and say hi to us. And thanks for giving us a call today.
Yeah, and can I let you know something else? So I teach yoga here, and I was playing some of the interviews and even some of the movies to my yoga students. I shared it with them.
Oh, that's
wonderful. What a great idea. There you go,
and
all you yoga teachers.
Sign up as well and to listen.
Oh.
Well, you have to get the CDs and then you can just play them for them all year long. It'll make your yoga very unique.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Maria. Take care. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Namaste. Bye. God bless you, dear. Thanks.
All right, let's take another one. It'll be great when we go down there to Australia. Brisbane, I guess, is already sold out, but we'll be in Melbourne. You're doing a whole weekend of I Am Light with Anita down there. So.
That's going to be, and my daughter Skye and my daughter Sage are both going to be a part of it as well. Sage has written a children's book called Goodbye Bumps, and Skye sings I Am Light like you'll just be so touched by her. Yeah, she's never been down there before, so it'll be a great opportunity. So
yeah, it's going to be a
fun that's
trip.
Coming up before you know it. My goodness, August, second week in August, I guess it is.
Yeah, it's really close. Let's talk to Bridget in New York. Hi, Bridget, how you doing?
Is this Dr. Dyer?
It is.
I am so honored. I am totally doing the Tao.
Are you?
Your book, Co-Creating, I am listening to on tape. Thank you so much.
With Abraham?
I am so honored to have you interpreting Glasu's 81
verses of the Tao Te Ching, in a book called Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'm doing an entire two-day seminar on that in Maui again to revisit the Tao. Because again, you heard me talk earlier about these burning desires, these things that come into it. When I turned 65, that was 10 years ago. You remember this very well, Reed, when I called you and I said, look, I've got to go to Maui and I'm going to live as a Taoist for a year and I'm going to write it. I'm going to learn each one of these passages of one of the greatest books that has ever been written. It was written 2,500 years ago by Lao Tzu, and it's called the Tao Te Ching. And it wasn't anything that I had any voice in. It wasn't like anything. You couldn't talk me out of it. You couldn't say, no, I think you should write something else. It was such a strong and powerful calling. And I listened to those and then I meditated on them. And then I would actually look at a drawing, a painting of Lao Tzu that someone had sent to me. And I would just ask, you know, what is it that we can use to apply this today in today's world with all of the craziness that's going on all over our planet? And then I would just allow that to just come through, that automatic writing. It's like when you get yourself aligned with your Dharma, with what you signed up for, whatever teachers, whatever things that you need to help you on that path, they'll begin to show up for you, and the writing will become automatic. So, yeah, thank you for that.
Thank you. And it is a tape that I will listen to over and over. In fact, I've even downloaded Lao Tzu on my Kindle. I'd like to know more about him personally. I do have post-traumatic stress disorder. You have helped me, and Hay House, my dear Louise, spiritual mother, you have helped me turn my PTSD into post-traumatic spiritual development.
Good for you. Good for
and
you.
Yeah. I thank you.
You're very welcome. Yeah.
And I am one of 8 children as well.
Hmm.
And great parents. But,
Well, that's great. Thank you so much, Bridget.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling, and thank you for sharing with us today. And enjoy that book.
And also a thank you to every single presenter, Cheryl Richardson. I listened to her as well. And to Louise, of course. And thank you to every presenter who was able to reach out and offer this for free. And to those who are able to take it up, they are very lucky. And thank you again, and may what you give come back to you. And always walk in beauty.
Thank you. You're saying something that's really important, Reed. I think she is. And that is that one of the things that we do at Hay House is that we try to, you know, offer things like we have a Hay House radio program. You don't have to pay to be a part of it. You can just tune in and watch it. So many of the things that we put out there are out there on YouTube. They're absolutely out there for free. And then when you do something like the World Summit, you don't charge anybody. You just say, and that's always been Louise. That's been Louise's story from the time that, you know, I first met her back in the early 80s. This idea that it's more important for us to get the information out there than it is to be so consumed. And so many people give, you know, you read on Facebook, people will have these criticisms, oh, you shouldn't be charging this, or you shouldn't be charging for that, and all of that. And by and large, so much of what is done at Hay House is offered out there as just a service to the community. And the kinds of things
Dr. Dyer. Let me give you a metaphor. Look at a dandelion, you blow on it. You never know where it will go to. Look at a rock that you throw into a dream. You never know where it will go. So I think if we all try to walk in the moment carefully with gratitude and thanks, try to do the best we can where we're at with what we've got, we've all got it good. But thank you for the programs that you offer, because they will make difference in people's lives.
Absolutely. We know that they do. I see it every day.
You know, I'm on a good path, and thank you for all of that you've done. And Dr. Reed, thank you so much as well.
Thank you so much,
okay.
Bridget.
Thanks, Bridget. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm so glad that so many people benefit from the summit. That's one of the fun parts about doing it, is just hearing like over and over like how much it means to people. It makes you remember. Sometimes you forget when you're sitting here working in the office and, you know, you have all the employees and you're taking care of everything, because it takes a lot of people to put this on. It's not an easy thing. It takes us a whole entire year to record all the interviews, to record all the lessons, to put everything together, to put the website together. You know, it's all, we have to pay for all that, and then we put it together and put it out there for as many people as we can. So,
but the people who participate, the people who make it the World Summit, don't get paid for it. You know, that's you know, we do it because it's a calling. It's something that we want to do. No one says, well, okay, I'll let you interview me, but I want to be paid this, or I want to be paid that. It doesn't work that way.
No,
it's an offering. It's a teaching. It's a giving. It's a part of what soul consciousness is all about. It's always expanding. It's always expanding. It's not restricting and saying, you know, we're going to cut it off. And even when you offer what you're offering out here now with the whole thing, you know, when you think about it, for a couple of dollars, these lessons that are going to be there forever, it's like you're just basically covering the costs of it, because it's just making this available so that we can really, to me, it's about changing the entire consciousness of our planet. It's only through a shift in our consciousness that the entire world is going to be transformed. That's what the movie The Shift is really about. It's the shift within ourselves, our communities, our planet, all the countries in the planet. When we start to shift and come from the place of love and kindness and gentleness, and that's what Hay House is. That's what it was founded on. That's what Louise is all about. As you know, nobody knows her better than you do. This is the kind of person that she's always been, you know.
Exactly.
And when she founded Hay House, that was the way. And as you take it up as the CEO now, it's basically the same thing. It's let's get it out there. Let's reach as many people as we possibly can, and let's be the agents of change in a world that really needs it.
Exactly.
I'm honored to be a part. I left a major New York publishing house where I had written over 20 bestsellers and, was in fully ensconced. And I left it, I don't even know how long ago it was, about 20 years ago or so now I've been with Hay House, because I knew that I was going to be with a company that had this as a as their MO within, and that's how I live from it. I'm so honored to be a part of it.
Thank you. Let's talk to Zita in Mission Viejo, California. Hi, Zita.
Hi, Reed.
How are you today? How'd you like the summit?
Oh, I loved it.
What was your favorite part? Did you discover any new people while you're listening?
Yes.
I love when people find people they never heard of before.
That's right. That's what I did this summit. I looked for people who were new to me, and I loved the talk I heard. Jill Swan, Michael Neal, and of course Anita Murjani. I love her teaching, and I've listened before, and I loved it this time too. And it was wonderful. Thank you. And your writing videos also were wonderful. I watched them too before the summit.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, speaking of writing, Wayne and I are going to be doing a Writing from the Soul workshop in Maui next weekend. I'm flying over to Maui, and Doreen Virtue is going to join us, so we're going to be doing it over there. And we just announced that we're going to have people that they can live stream it, so they can, if you can't make it to Maui, you can listen on your computer at home. But thank you very much.
Thank you for all the wonderful messages you're sending out. And thank you, Dr. Dyer. I have a lot to say to him, maybe later.
Well, he's right here. You can say hi.
I'm listening.
I know. It's like a dream to me. It's like it was my birthday gift from me to myself to listen to his talk. And I just randomly, nothing showed on my screen, only just a number, and I thought I should call this number to listen to his talk today. And then they redirected me to, I'm just so surprised. It's like amazing.
Oh,
look at that. You're manifesting it right there. You not only get to listen, you get to talk to Wayne Dyer today.
Right.
Who
I
knew
have,
when you woke up this morning?
I just have a lot to tell him about the recent messages I'm getting from him in my dreams, or in the day, during the day when I think, and then I check my Facebook, I see what he posted today, and I think he is...
Is he stalking you? Is he following you around, that Wayne guy?
It's just recently. I've known him for a long time, but, you change teachers, and now I could tell from a few weeks maybe before that this is my next step towards his teaching now. I mean, listening from a different aspect. I have also listened to his talks on TBS. I read his book. I usually listen to the videos that he posts. I'm so interested. The talks between him and Esther Hicks, they're wonderful, but recently I get direct messages, like, in my, it's hard to explain that, but it's just totally, I don't know how to, what word can explain that, having just randomly get to talk to him too, on my birthday.
Is this your birthday?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that's really great. Where are you from, Azita? Where's that name, Azita? Where are you from?
It's a Persian name.
Oh, I thought you might be Persian. Oh, my goodness. Yes, I have a very, very dear and close friend over there in Tehran. Do you speak Farsi?
Yes.
Yeah, well, we're doing this cruise, and I'm going to be taking a trip to Konya, where the Mevlana, you know who Mevlana Celaluddin Rumi is? I'm sure you do. Where he is buried in Konya in Turkey.
Mevlana, yes, of
Yes. Yes, one of the greatest teachers of all time, one of the great spiritual masters who's, and he's buried there with Shams. Have you been to Konya?
Not there, but, well, his poems are, we are raised with his poems.
Right. And it's much more than poetry, though, isn't it? It's just a great spiritual way of living.
Spiritual.
It's just a way
That's
of
right.
knowing.
That's right.
I always open I Am Light with this quotation from Rumi. He said, sell your cleverness and purchase bewilderment. You know, just go through life. Instead of being clever and intellectual and figuring all things out, he said, just go through life just being bewildered. And then I show this amazing video of the infiniteness of the universe that the Hubble telescope captured, and have a recognition that, you know, we are in a place that never, ever ends, a universe that never began and it never ends. It is just all one. And just the thought of that, when we start recognizing how big this universe is and how infinite it is, then we start recognizing how tiny and trivial our problems are, you know, that we couldn't get a parking place or that we didn't make this much money or that happened to us. You know, in an infinite universe, all of that just gets put aside. And as Rumi said, just purchase bewilderment. Just go through life with your mouth open and go, oh my God, guess what? Whatever, he has this line about roses, because I always have a rose when I come out to on the stage, and he said, what was said to the rose that made it open was said to me here in my chest when I met you. Imagine that. Imagine a rose with a bud on it, and something comes along, something invisible, something called God or spirit or divine mind or Allah or Krishna or Brahman, whatever we want to call it, you know, and it's like something says to the rose, okay, it's time to open. Something says to the little chick inside the egg, okay, something is time for you to break out of that egg. There's no instruction manual there. There's no nothing. There's, you know, this great Tao. It does nothing, but it leaves nothing undone, and it's doing us all the time. And when we can connect to it and find that, that's what it means to be. That's what I Am Light means, to find out that whatever it is that's opening the roses, you know. There's a great writer, her name is Anais Nin. She was a Cuban writer, lived in France. She said, and the day came when the risk of remaining tight in a bud was more painful than the risk it took to blossom, you know. So you might as well, and that's what the World Summit is about. It's about not being afraid to blossom and allowing yourself to blossom, you know, because that invisible intelligence is now speaking to you and saying, here it is. Here's an opportunity to listen to the greatest spiritual teachers that we have among us on the planet today. Here's your chance. It's all so beautiful. It tears me up just thinking about it, thinking about Rumi and having someone from Persia speak to me about it. God bless you, my dear, so much. Well,
thank you, Dr. Dyer. Thank you for this wonderful teaching over the phone, too.
You're very welcome.
It means different to me today. I really appreciate everything. Thank you, Reed.
No problem, and happy birthday. Thank you.
Yes, happy birthday.
Thank you.
All right, take care. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye now. God bless you, dear.
That's so funny. She just called the number. She didn't even know what was going on.
She didn't realize what we were talking about. I love that. Yeah, it's all perfect. Yeah.
It's so amazing.
But something, what we've been talking about, something placed a desire inside of her that has nothing to do with her personal self. It has to do with her impersonal self, because all desires that we have are not placed there by, we don't get to choose these. These are things that happen to us. You know, and they're there all the time, and you know, either pay attention to them and you're willing and determined and fearless in them, or you just ignore them and say, no, that's not what I'm supposed to do. It's listening to those voices and then being in awe that it allows you to have these great synchronistic experiences that she just had on her birthday.
Yeah, it's amazing. Well, let's go up to Canada and talk to Shirley in Ottawa. Hi, Shirley. How you doing today?
I'm great, Reed. How are you?
I'm great.
Hi, Wayne.
Hi there, Shirley.
It was so nice to meet you a couple of weeks ago in Ottawa. I so loved the I Am Light evening with you. It was just so special.
Oh, thank you. What a wonderful opportunity that was, and what a beautiful church that was that we did that in.
Lovely.
I spoke there maybe 20 years ago. I remembered the balconies and so on, and it was really beautiful. Yeah.
And the whole I Am Genie and meeting Josh, what a wonderful guy he is.
Yes, he put that on and brought me also up to Newfoundland and what he does. I posted something about him on my Facebook as well. He's dedicated his life to just fulfilling wishes of people who can't have them fulfilled, you know, otherwise wouldn't have them. Yeah.
Exactly. Reed, what a super summit you had this year. I loved it. And there were so many wonderful interviews. They were all wonderful.
What were some of your favorites? Let's hear it in case someone didn't listen to them. That's what I love about this too. People hear people call in and then they go, oh my God, I didn't listen to that one. I need to get that.
That's right. I love Nick Ortner for sure because he did some exercises with us on tapping and that is really what you need. You just need to practice and learn to do the tapping. It's amazing what comes up and what can be shifted. So that I really enjoy.
Right. Yeah, that's I can tell you a very brief story about Nick Ortner. I was in Melbourne. You remember, Reed, two years ago?
I remember.
And I had such a bad neck injury because of, I don't even know what it was, but I collapsed on stage. The first time it had ever happened in 40 years. And I had to be taken off the stage because I was in such pain. And I managed to get back out there and an hour later. For the next week, Nick and I worked on tapping to help me first of all, to realize that it's now time to stop walking on stage and to sit and speak, and also how to eliminate that pain through a simple little thing called tapping. Yeah, he's a great guy. I like him a lot. It was very, very helpful to me that day, and it got me back out there on stage. I listened to him tapping with the whole audience while I was backstage, and remember Deepak was back there with me, and he was saying, I said, look, I'm going back out there. There's no way I'm not going back. I'm going to finish this talk. And I just listened to and I walked back out there, and I was fine. And I've been doing it ever since. So.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, yeah.
And I really enjoyed the talk on fermented foods. You know me, Reed, anything to do with real food and health, I love that. So learning more about fermented foods and how they can improve our gut flora and our health was really interesting.
Who did that one? Who did that? Was that
Donna Schwenk. Donna Schwenk. She has a book called Cultured Food for Life. And it's been an amazing book because it was a book that was with Balboa Press, and then we picked it up here at Hay House, and it's one of our most popular books because people are seeing such amazing results from changing what's in their gut that basically make it healthy, you know, the probiotics, but how you can do it with the food that you eat. And she teaches you how to make simple recipes and just... And people have unbelievable results from it. It's just like how you're using your smoothies every day and juicing, and then you add in the fermented foods to really get that health.
I watched one of her videos today on making kombucha, and it was really interesting.
Those mushrooms.
Yeah, it's not mushrooms. People say it's mushrooms, but it's really not mushrooms.
Years ago, we had them in our refrigerator. Yeah. And we would put them. We would lay them out there, and then whatever we would do, and then I'd go out there, and there'd be a baby. There'd be a new one on top of it. What's going on in my refrigerator?
Exactly.
Creation is taking place right in here. Yeah, that's that's great. What's the name of that book, Reed?
It's called Cultured Food for Life. I'll send it to you. You'll have it.
Okay.
And you're going to get the talk, and I sent you the CDs today so you can listen to her talk. She's an amazing, really cool, and I'll send you the book. You'll see it. They have simple recipes you can just do in your house to really change your gut and improve your health. So
absolutely,
and her story's amazing too. I loved her. Loved her story.
I interrupted you there, Shirley. There was something else you were going to say.
I was just going to say Alia Kadra's meditation at the end of her interview was wonderful as well. And anybody that didn't listen to it, that is just such a wonderful meditation to do it every day. It brings me back to Louise and how she just says, just live, love yourself. Just love yourself.
Yeah, well, there's no accident that she wrote the book with Louise, and she helps Louise every single solitary day with her health. And Louise is very healthy and almost 89 years old, and Alia is a big contributor to that. And it was one of the big surprises of the World Summit is how popular Alia's talk was. And because she's a new author to Hay House. She's a co-author with Louise Hay with one of her latest books. But people love that meditation. Like we got hundreds and hundreds of emails from people telling us how much they enjoy it.
How do you spell her name? I don't.
A-H-L-E-A.
Alia?
Yep.
Alia?
Kadro, yep.
Kadro?
K-A-D-R-O.
Oh, okay. I'll look her up. That's great.
K-H-A-D-R-O.
Yeah, K-H-A-D-R-O, yeah.
Both she and Heather Dane bring so much to that the book, the Love Yourself book. It's just, and the meditation that Hay House put out. They're just such wonderful women. And I was honored this past year. I did a summit, an Eat Real Food summit, and I had both of them on it, and they both offered wonderful meditations. That same thing. I had such amazing comments.
Yeah.
Feedback on the meditations. And, you know, thanks, Wayne, as I was listening to you tonight while I was waiting, and you just said, you know, just follow your desires. I'm just going to keep doing that. I'm just going to keep building on the Eat Real Food Summit and just sharing the knowledge that real food heals. I'm just going to, you know, forget the fear, forget everything. Just
right.
Do your passion. Just do it.
Well, I do 64 ounces a day of fresh squeezed juice. So we have a huge Norwalk juice. So I do that. I do a coffee enema every day. I love to get up and talk. Did I talk about my coffee enema?
You did. Yeah, you did.
That's his favorite topic.
I know. My daughters go, oh, my God, that's so disgusting, Dad. I can't believe you're doing that.
Good for you. It works.
It does work. Well, I'll tell you, I had cancer in my body, and now I don't. So,
it's about real food. Earlier about organic food. And, you know, on the summit, I interviewed someone about how you can grow your own food no matter where you live. Even
right.
In a little container, you know.
Absolutely.
Or on top of the rooftop of your apartment building, you could grow food. It's amazing.
But that's the whole thing. It's like that's the whole point of that is that you don't want to ever place anything into your imagination that you don't want to manifest. If you tell yourself it's too expensive and I can't do this and it shouldn't, and all the farmers are wrong and they shouldn't do, and you go through all of this negative stuff that's in your mind, the way the universe works is that it just offers you experiences that match up to what you're placing in there. And it'll just give you more and more evidence that you can't do something, whereas highly functioning people just say, I think I'll give that a shot. I'll just give it a try. Even if it is expensive, you know, I'm going to see if there's a way around that instead of immediately. You know, people are looking for occasions to be offended or occasions to explain why they can't do or be what they would like to be. It's just changing. How many times have I said it, Reed? When you change the way you look at things, you know, the things you look at change. And that isn't just a clever play on words. That's a quantum truth. I mean, at quantum physics level, the observer affects what they observe by how they observe it. So we affect what it is we see in the world by the nature of how we look at it. And that's what a World Summit can do, help people to realize. You know, I've changed the way I've looked at my eating habits, which are so different. And this guy, Reed Tracy, who's with you, I mean, when I first met him, this was like diet soda and greasy cheeseburgers and french fries for dinner and, you know, and eating on the run and, you know, junk food and all of that. I mean, I had a big part of my life as well. and now it's like we talk like this. We talk about these kinds of things. You know,
we
and
have our
not
green
only
juices
your
instead
green
of
juice
our
and
diet
your kale
Cokes.
Chips and your flax crackers.
Exactly right. I mean, this, again, it's like you change the way you look at all of this. I mean, the greasy stuff is still out there. All those options are still available to us, you know, but when when the student is ready, the teachers appear, you know, it's like, I tell that story about the coffee enemas when I was diagnosed with leukemia 5 years ago, Reed, it's been 5 years. You know, a woman flew here from Utah to Maui, who just loved me so much and just wanted to teach me something about the Gerson method for eliminating, you know, cancers in our bodies, and brought me coffee and brought me all of the, you know, brought me all the probiotics, brought me a coffee pot. She brought me this whole big box and everything. And I just looked at it. And I said to her, I didn't say anything to her. I was polite to her when she left. I said to my kids, if she thinks I'm going to stick coffee up my rear end, she's out of her mind. So 3 years later, I'm with this man who's a great healer. His name is John Impe. He's from New Zealand. He's an osteopathic physician, and he knows the body as well as anyone I've ever. My very first session with him, which was a gift because he doesn't even take new patients, he's feeling around on my right side, and he's got his hands on my liver. He said, "This is your liver." He said, "And you know, your liver shouldn't be stiff like this. It should be squishy and soft." He said, "You know what? I recommend that you do a coffee enema every day for the next 2 years." And I thought back to that woman who came all the way from Utah, and I thought, you know, when the student is ready, that night I was sticking coffee in my butt. And I've been doing it for two. And I looked at the Gerson method, and I look at the reasons why that is, and, you know, how all the blood goes through our, through our liver every 3 minutes, and caffeine can help to remove those toxins, and it's the only way we can do it. Is we can't do it by drinking and so on. But it's the idea. When you change the way you look, I change the way I look at that now, and now it's just one of the most important things that I do every day in my life. And I realize that I've been able to purify my body by getting my liver cleansed and cleansed. So anyway.
Well, thank you, Shirley. It was
great
having you.
You're welcome. And Reed, I have one last thing. I just wanted to say that I invited my 76-year-old neighbor over to listen to James Von Prague because she doesn't know anything about computers.
Wow.
She lost her husband last year.
Yes.
And she's been so sad, and she doesn't know, you know, where he is and if she's ever going to see him again. And we listened to James Von Prague together, and when she left, she was a new woman. It was like a weight had been lifted off her shoulders. She'd never heard of Hay House. She'd
wow.
never heard of him. It was just such a gift. So thank you so much.
Ask that person to read Anita Morjani's book, Dying
I'll
to Be Me.
I'll give it to her. I have her book. That's a great idea.
That's a very important book. It helped my mother so much before her passing. It really, really did.
That's
so, and she was 96 at the time. Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Shirley, for all your great stories today. Take care. We'll talk soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, we're going to do one or two more, and then our time is almost up. But let's talk to Carol in West Palm Beach, Florida. Hi, Carol. How are you? How'd you like the summit?
Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm here. I do believe I'm here. I absolutely love the summit. This was my first time. I had never known about the summit before.
I love it when we get the first-time people.
I've known Louise Hay for years, about 30 years. Just got in touch with, got familiar with her newsletter, and they sent me the thing about the summit.
Great. Who'd you like? Who was your favorite person in the summit?
Bashard pulled me in.
Brendan Bashard. Yep, he's
great. Was the first person I listened to.
Wow.
Oh, and I also want to say, hello, Michigander.
Oh,
that must be you.
Who's that? Who's Michigan?
I'm from Grand Rapids.
Oh, good for you.
And you're from Detroit, correct?
I am, yeah. You're from the hometown of President Gerald Ford.
Absolutely. We went to the same high school. Not at the same time, but we went to the same high school.
Oh, wow.
But
that's wonderful, yeah.
The whole thing was, I'm so filled with gratitude for this coming into my consciousness.
Oh, that's so great.
I needed it so much. And I am working it every single day. I have listened to more than 57 of the 100.
Oh, my gosh. You might have the record, Carol. You might be the number one Hay House World Summer listener with 57. Holy smokes.
I would get up in the morning, I would turn it on, and I would never turn it off. I would just go from one to the next to the next. I've told so many people about it, and it has just been such a lifesaver for me.
That's so fantastic. And Reed, that's so great. I just remember when you decided to do the very first one, there was a lot of questions about, can we do this? How expensive is it going to be to put it on? Can we get the people and all of that? And now it's, you're into the third year and almost 500,000 people are on it. It's pretty amazing.
It's fabulous. I've made my vision board. I downloaded the ebook.
Good for you. That was helpful. A lot of people did that to help them guide them through the summit and give them ideas. Did you ever do Ask the Universe and find someone new and exciting, different?
No, I didn't do that one, but I liked the one with Don Miguel.
Yeah, Don Miguel Ruiz.
Luis?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just the whole thing, it was just, I'm telling you, I cannot tell you how grateful I am for this.
Well, you might be the World Summit's most foremost expert with 57 of them listened to. So congratulations, Carol, and I'm so glad you discovered Hay House and the World Summit, and hope you keep enjoying all the different things we offer throughout the year.
And I listen to the radio every single day. I come home now from work, and I don't even turn my TV on. I go straight to the Hay House.
I love
Good
it,
idea.
Carol. You're
Good
smart.
Idea. Yeah.
So
all you'll find
you
when you
so
turn all you'll find when you turn the television on, all you're going to find out is all the drugs that you should be going to and looking for it in order to solve your problems. When you turn on Hay House Radio, you're going to find out that you don't need to do this thing in pills. You need to do this in a new way of looking at the world. That's so great.
Absolutely. And I tell you, my sister also did the coffee enemas.
Did she? Good for her.
She had a really rare form of cancer, so she did that in the hot and cold bath.
Yeah, well, that's the Gerson method. Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
Yeah, well, so I've learned it. I've been in touch with it for a long time, but like you said, you don't know it until eyes aren't really open to it until you're ready for it.
Absolutely, yeah. And when your eyes are closed, then your life is closed. It's so true.
I am so ready.
Oh, God bless you, my dear. Thanks. Thanks for
your
call.
Thank you so much, Carol. That was so great.
And thank you for letting me be on this call.
My pleasure. You are awesome. Thank you. All right. All right, Wayne, guess what? We just talked for an hour. We talked to lots of people. There's so many people left on the lines, but we can only talk to so many in our allotted time here.
Yeah.
But I'm going to see you next week for Riding for the Soul. Next weekend we'll be together a week from Friday. It starts with Doreen at night. And
it's all day Saturday and Sunday. It'll be fantastic. And I encourage all of the people out there as much as you possibly can to make this a part of your library, to imagine to have all of these great conversations with so many of these people. I can't wait to get mine and get it in the car and get going again. It's my yearly practice.
Yep, you'll have it, I think, Monday. It'll be there. You can get started. So
I will. I absolutely will.
Yep, and everyone, it all goes away in about 24 hours. We're going to stop selling the World Summit. So everyone, if you want it, get it today. Get it right now. And thank you again, Wayne, and take care. Thank you so much.
Okay, I'll see you next week.
All right, bye.
Thanks for joining us for today's live interview. To find out more about the Hay House World Summit, go to hayhouseworldsummit.com.